I don't care if you're short, tall, wide, or skinny. That had nothing to do with it. It's what has to do with what has to do with it is what I have become, what I believe, and what I do. And I use my dominion. I take authority over these works. I don't allow it on my premises. I don't talk crazy. I talk like God. I'm a part of Him. I'm a member of the body of Christ. I don't do loose talk. I talk faith talk. I speak words of life. Amen. How did I do that? I get in this book and put them in my heart and get them in my mouth. And I don't allow circumstance to show up and change my talk. I don't allow somebody else around me come and change what I believe and what I'm saying. In the face of all these things, and they are telling it, it's on the news, it's all around. You remember, and I know you heard it when the flu was going on. They talking about how bad people going home. You know why they joined up with them? Because they didn't build their faith in the word of God. They built their faith on flu shots and what the doctor said and what was happening. And they said, well, it's an epidemic. It's this thing is going around. And sure enough, it came to their house and they took it. It probably came to my house. I didn't take it. Why? Because that's not mine. I take dominion. And you learn this day by day. Day by day, you get better at it. Walking in your dominion. There's certain things you used to allow. I'm not allowing that anymore. I used to be broke all the time. I used to struggle all the time. But you need to get off the struggling list and get on the blessed list. Hello, somebody. Amen. The devil, I remember when I first started hearing these things, I didn't understand it because sometimes, you know, back then, I thought it's, you know, if it didn't happen right then, it wasn't anything happening. I didn't know any better. But I remember our kid would, you know, if you got a baby, the devil going to try to attack him. But boy, when we found out about this, I remember one night, man, I got mad. And that's a good thing. This baby, you know, a baby can't sleep, crying, resting. And I had enough of it. And I got vicious too. And after we got through, that baby went to sleep. Amen. Amen. But most people will start crying. I don't know what to do. Oh, no. But Matlock never told me this. Okay. So I found out I got dominion. I said, I found out I got dominion over the works of darkness. Have the devil tried to tell you? You better know it. But I'm not going to give in to him. No, you stop that. No, you stop it. In the name of Jesus, stop it. Amen. Now watch this. Watch this. He put everything off from himself. Everything, he took everything you had. He took everything that I had. And we were lost. We were sinners. We were separated from God. And in that being a sinner, we had all the destruction that come with a sinful life. Because he took everything. Did you hear what I'm saying? There's some things Satan trying to put on you now. But they're not yours. Because he took everything. Are you hearing me? And he took everything, and when he went into hell, he left them there. He didn't bring them out. Now, Satan runs around now to the believer, and he'll pop up a photo to you, and this is what you used to, this is who you are. You need to be wise and really knowledgeable and say, no, that may be who I used to be. I'm a new creature now. Amen. This is what you got. Mm-mm. Jesus took mine. Christ had redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it's written, curse to everyone that hangeth on a tree. And he took mine. I got the record right here. He took mine. He took mine. But if you're going to be intimidated by this and shame, he's gonna mess up your game. And he's gonna mess it up real good. Hello? Hello? So, Jesus said, listen to this. Ooh-wee. I'm going to read this and we're going to be quiet. Jesus said, anyway, praise the Lord. Let me go on and get it done. Matthew 16:13. Listen. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew 16:13. Then we'll stop right here. So when Jesus came into the courts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some said, thou art John the Baptist, some say Eli, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are thou, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now listen what Jesus said. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. I'm going to build my body. I'm going to build my church. Now watch it. I'm going to build my church. This is what my body will be like upon this truth. I'm the Christ, Son of the living God. And this is what I'm going to build my body on. And when I build it, he said what? What did he say? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the gates of hell shall not what? Prevail against it. That means when hell come to your house, you say, you better go somewhere else because you're not coming in here. Why is it that hell won't prevail against it? He said in verse 19, I will give unto you the key. Woo, Jesus. I will give unto you the keys. If I got the keys, you can't kick me out. And I got the key, you can't get in. I will give unto you what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt do what? Bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth. Whatever I allow on this earth will be allowed in heaven. Whatever I forbid to happen on this earth, it will be forbidden to happen in the heaven. Yeah, let me say it again so you can get it. Whatever I let go on this earth will he let go in the heaven. Whatever I lock up on this earth, it'll be locked up there. How can I do it? Because I have dominion. I've been given dominion to rule in life. Didn't say I wouldn't be challenged, but still, I have dominion. That's why we got one of these. That's why we pray. That's why we're in this setting right now. So you can get some more. Because the Holy Spirit wants to reveal this to us, make known.